Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 14th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
How clean energy projects can manage political risk. As the global transition from fossil fuels to renewables accelerates, green energy project organizers must develop strategies for managing political risks. With the world still far from achieving carbon neutrality, political risks remain one of the most significant barriers to the expansion of renewables. Nevertheless, renewable energy adoption has advanced considerably in the U.S., aided by falling green energy prices, federal incentives, and state mandates. Each situation is different, and entities like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BIN-I, that can no longer count on U.S. federal government incentives to support buyers of electric vehicles now have to look for innovative solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
State Roundup. Moore earmarks $17 million for school energy efficiency. Maryland a target for Trump's deportation action. State continues to pose challenge for renters. Governor Wes Moore earmarked $17 million for school energy efficiency projects in Maryland, nearly half of the previous year's allotment. Maryland faces challenges with Trump's deportation actions targeting the state. Renters in Maryland struggle with affordability, needing more than twice the minimum wage for a one-bedroom apartment. Democrats hope to revive the Baltimore Red Line project despite financial concerns. Governor Moore's approval ratings are slipping due to anxiety and economic worries. Senator Van Hollen welcomed home a Baltimorean freed in a Trump prisoner swap. Senator Also Brooks will co-chair the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's conference. Frederick Mayer defends his record against two challengers. Annapolis mayoral candidate Bob O'Shea highlights city struggles at campaign kickoff event. Ben Jealous was fired as executive director of the Sierra Club. A man charged with vandalizing Israeli flags lost his job at Johns Hopkins Hospital. Ben Cohen and DCX just planted a Hiroshima remembrance doll in Disneyland, and it's gone viral. Ben Cohen, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, staged a cultural protest at Disneyland to mark the 80th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing. The protest involved placing a doll with a Remember Hiroshima sign inside the It's a Small World ride. This action, organized by Up in Arms, aims to challenge Pentagon's spending and redirect funds to essential needs. The agency behind the effort, DCX Growth Accelerator, known for creative stunts, proposed the idea. The doll, placed by DCX founder Doug Cameron, sparked media coverage and public conversation. Cameron was detained by Disney security, intensifying interest. The protest seeks to highlight the impact of war on children and promote peace.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy AI, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.